Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
17078.
17078. Thank you.
Yeah.
Person last name?
Jay Perez.
Okay, I see here that you were trying to place the order for the tablet where you paid $7.95. Showed the charge was declined. So how can I assist you, sir?
It shows that the payment went through on my end. It showed it was declined the first time and went through the second time.
All orders could take from 20 minutes to 2 hours for them to all show in our system. So the only thing that I could recommend is for you to give us a call back because I'm only seeing that one declined charge.
All right, I'm a little confused on what just happened. I was doing something on UPS and then it gave me this option here saying that if I take a survey and then it gave me the offer for the tablet. But when I started reading through the fine print, it says that it's not a tablet. It's a Wi-Fi booster and a $7.95 was for shipping and handling. And then it says that it was it's like some $67 a month for a membership fee. Is that correct?
You pay $7.95 for the tablet, and when you place the order, it does tell you in the terms and agreements that you will get enrolled in a $125 voucher.
Okay, I don't want to be enrolled in that.
Okay, so you will have to give us a call back, sir, so we can assist you.
So tell me.
Because I can't annotate. I can't notate an order if it hasn't been all completely submitted.
Okay, so you're charging me the $67 for the membership fee each month? Is that what it's saying?
After the trial expires.
After what?
After your trial expires.
When does that expire?
You will have to call back when the order has been submitted so we can provide you more additional information.
When, how long is the trial period?
We have different trials, sir.
Are you telling me that I paid $7.95 and you're going to send me an iPad? Is that correct?
A tablet, correct. But with that order, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel.
And
some trials are different. You will have to call in.
What's the shortest period?
48 hours.
Okay, and so.
Yeah, for 48 hours to 7-day trials to 14-day trials to 30-day trials. So it could be different. The order has to be submitted so we could see that. It has to go through.
So it's 48 hours and you can see it.
Like I'm advising you, it's different trials that we have. I just gave you an example.
I understand that, but what I'm trying to tell you is that if it's not showing on your end, it's 48 hours when it shows on your end. Is that correct?
No. All orders could take from 20 minutes to 2 hours for them to show.
I understand that. What I'm saying is that your lowest trial period is 48 hours. And that's 48 hours from when it shows in your system or from when I ordered it?
From when the order is submitted in our system, sir. So we have to check the time and everything.
So if I call back in 2 hours, it should be in there, correct?
Correct, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
Hold on.